Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Monday, here on Zolak and Bertrand, back from the weekend. Hi, Zo.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. It's good to see our friend Hardy.
Hardy's ready to go.
Look at that shirt, huh?
He's got his Michigan State sweatshirt
this
on. Was,
you requested I wear this today, Beetle. You're a big fan of this.
I actually don't think it was me. Nope. I'm on board with the request. I think it was Jim.
Yeah, I did.
But
I think you should have worn
as soon as I saw it, I would second that.
You remember these Zoe Russell Pro Cottons?
I have three of those of the Maryland football ones with your number written in it in permanent marker.
I know Champion
made
was
them.
The gold. Champion was the gold standard, but the Russell Pro Cotton was a better sweatshirt.
You can't wash
the Russell Pro Cotton hoodie. It's phenomenal.
It was this so was great it. When you first put it on, but the first wash and you put it in the dryer and it shrinks. It's awful.
Yeah.
You can't wash them.
I had an awesome Champion UMass one that I don't know where it is. I would love to still have that thing.
I didn't dry this. I didn't put this in the dryer for probably the first 10 years that I had it.
I have blue Patriot ones that have faded, and they shrunk.
Yeah.
I'm just saving them for the kids. Not that they'd ever wear them.
They might.
Throwbacks.
Maybe someday.
Sure.
Real, true, vintage throwbacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Not faux vintage. Vintage.
Real vintage.
Real vintage.
Real vintage.
Real ones.
Something you'd find on the eBay, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so did you watch any baseball this weekend?
A couple innings yesterday.
Be honest.
No, honestly.
My honest answer is some.
Honestly. I went to the Bruins game Saturday. I didn't watch any Saturday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Watched the basketball game Saturday. I couldn't move off my couch yesterday with the Elite Eight. Thought it was awesome. And then you guys are texting back and forth like, holy crap, the Red Sox were on. And I caught the end of the Red Sox game. Final two and a half innings. Good pitching out there.
That was only about 2 hours of baseball then.
Oh, I know.
Final two and a half innings.
And to come off that type of high and then to sit there and try to watch that. Like I emphasize the word try. Because I thought you had to try to watch that. That's pace of play is an issue, man.
Yeah, I saw the most. The game I saw the most of was Friday night, which they won. So
that was the late one, right?
Yeah, it started late. So I'm usually up late. I go to bed really late. I always go to bed really late.
Honestly, I mean,
so
we've got 10-10 starts for the next three nights for this team.
Well, they're lucky.
How much Red Sox are going to get watched in this town until they get back home?
I can tell you, for me, it fits my schedule beautifully. So I'm like,
there's a rare one.
Perfect.
God, wow.
I love the 10 o'clock start.
They should shrink the damn season and start mid-April. They really should. Like, it doesn't even feel like they're playing right now.
That's a big problem right now, that it's today is the 1st of April. Today is April 1st, which means you're just starting to really get into the mood of, you know, getting into baseball watching mode.
Yeah, you want them to come home.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, baseball doesn't start until you start at home.
It's early. Weird. It's early, but you're right.
Baseball doesn't start until after the Masters. That's when baseball starts.
So they're 1-3 right now. They open the season 1-3, and they're kind of off the radar.
Unfortunately, the games still count, though, Hardy.
Yeah, they do.
They still count, and someone should probably let the starting pitching staff know that the games have started.
I stick by what I said. I'm giving them two or three times through the rotation and see what they all.
Wait, three times through?
I mean,
why does Chris Sale get three times through? Why does Nathan Eovaldi on his brand new contract get three times through?
Listen, I expect Sale to be better second time, but like
if he keeps pitching like his ERA is going to be up over 60. You can't give him three times through.
Okay.
That's what do you want to
just sit here and say it's the end of the world? It's freaking
No one is. Do you, by the way.
Well, no,
I'm not saying
that,
it's the end of the world. 162
out of four.
You're conceding
4 out of 162.
But you're conceding the first, the bulk of the first 15 games of the season.
Against a bad team, because this team started hot last year. They did, 18-2?
Yeah.
They ain't started
got
that
to this a
year.
Monster start, which I think sort of propelled them.
Well, you know
but
what?
I also don't think that this is a big deal. I don't
remember,
think this is a big deal.
Wait
I don't,
a minute, though.
Remember, not even a little bit.
Remember Cora was pounding his chest last year at the end of spring training, how good their record was in spring training? Well, it wasn't too good this year. So if last year was supposed to correlate how they were going to play, were there any signs then in spring training this year? Because it's kind of quiet. They get their ass kicked at the end of spring training, but nobody talked about it. But he was, you look at our record in spring training last year, and then boom, they get off to a hot start. This is kind of what their spring's been.
Nathan Eovaldi, 5 innings, 6 runs, 8 hits. He gave up 3 home runs. Chris Sale gave up 3 home runs in his start. Rick Porcello gave up 4 home runs in his start.
Okay.
It's not only that they're just having a bad, rough start. They're giving up bombs.
Can we redo our meat launcher derby?
No.
And do it like a reversal to where we could pick Red Sox pitchers that give up the most ding-dongs?
That idea was floated to us much too late. That would have been more fun.
Too late.
Would have been a hell of a contest.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late. Eduardo Rodriguez gave up 5 earned runs in his start. He only gave up 1 home run, though. So that's good. But the starting pitching has been garbage, and because of that, I don't really want to evaluate the bullpen yet. Does that make sense?
What? I don't even know what the bullpen is.
And I'm not sure it's all that good. But I'm just saying I don't even want to do that. All I know is the starting pitching has been very, very bad. And it's okay. It's the first week. It's 4 games.
Is
it? Not going to overreact to that. I mean, again, we barely feel like it's baseball season. But I'm not giving them all 3 times through the rotation to look decent. You can't suck for the first, 3 weeks of the season.
Let's say they're 500 team before they come home. It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world at all, but yeah. I'm just saying that the start has been wretched. However, you know what else is making me sort of be able to put this to the side for the moment?
UMass hockey?
No, not that. I am excited about UMass hockey.
Yeah.
We could talk about that today. He puts a graph. He's, come on, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Red Sox, and I'm pleased as a Red Sox fan today. And the weekend doesn't really bother me for this reason. Xander Bogaert signing his contract extension or agreeing to his contract extension. The story broke last night. Evan Drellick. The free agent that is Evan Drellick broke the news.
Ellen
Drellick, sister of Evan. What is that? Are you going to do a breaking news? I say breaking news and it plays. What is this, Siri now? Xander Bogaerts agrees with the Red Sox on a new deal, 6 years and 120. And so it begins after the $12 million that he has this year for 2019. And for some reason, this now is the thing in baseball where it becomes 7-132. It's 6-120 is what the deal is. New money, new years.
Yeah, whatever that
six
new con
new
when
years,
you sign. Right.
$120 million. What a deal.
What a deal for the team.
What a steal this is.
That's what some of these guys are making in this league. Yeah. Given this guy's got 2 rings and he's an everyday grinder. Yeah, I don't think he's one of your, top 2 stars. But, yeah, I'd say he's worth that if Pedroia's worth what he's worth.
And also has a team option for 2026 at $20 million, which in 2026, I'm guessing $20 million is not going to be a lot of money. $20 million in Major League Baseball is all of a sudden not a lot of money for a player per year, which is wild.
Right.
So for Xander Bogaerts to agree to this deal, it's pretty surprising on a couple of levels. Number one being his agent is Scott Boras. And we have assumed for a very long time that Xander Bogaerts, due to having his agent in Scott Boras, was going to hit the market. And you can't tell me that his market value would be 6 years and 120. There's no way that that's what his value would be. If he has another year like he's typically had and then he hit the market, he's going to make more than that as a free agent. Agree? Disagree?
No, agree. I mean, especially, you know, he really hasn't floundered playing shortstop here in a hell of a market. Everyday player in this market with what's being said and how this team is talked about, and he just shows up to work every day. Sort of, he never says anything. Like, that's what you want. That's what you want in a player. Doesn't seem like anybody has any issues with him. And he produces. What more do you want? What more do you want at that position in this city? What's it say that Boras allowed him to sign that? You're right on that. What the hell is going on with this league and the way they're looking at this thing and the collective bargaining agreement, whatever they're going to have down the road here? Where's this thing heading? Why players are doing this? And Dombrowski said, I thought he was closed for business. Like, the season started last week, and when we weren't talking extensions, right? Contracts are going to be done, unless this thing was done prior to him saying it.
Bogaerts does have an opt-out after 2022.
It tells you the team's going to be together, too. I mean, you got Betts for what, two more years? You've got Sell for a bunch. You got Price. I know there's opt-outs with some of these guys, but you got control of Benetton. You got control of the bulk of your team, the good players, which is good. Team should be pretty good for a while.
Okay, I got more thoughts on that, on Xander Bogaerts coming back to the Red Sox. I'm pleased. I am. It's an odd feeling of being content. And tip of the cap to Dave Dombrowski. I'll explain all of that on the way. We start with the Red Sox today, 617-779-0985. We've got plenty of other things to get to along the way. Don't you worry. We're off and running here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Xander Bogaerts somehow is worth $20 million when you look at the deals that Machado signed or Nolan Arenado signed. I'm sorry,
maybe people view him differently outside of here.
Maybe he's not worth $30 or $33 million a year or something like that. Is he worth 25?
He should be worth 24.
Is he worth 24, 25?
No, based on the market.
Here's what I would say that he could get $4 or $5 million more a year as a free agent, when you say that, you say, "Oh, okay. Well, that's not a huge gap."
That's
yes, it is.
It's $20 million.
That's 20%.
Yeah, it's like handing you an $11 or $12 million check here, extra
over the course of a deal
after taxes,
6 years. You're talking about leaving significant money on the table.
He left money on the table.
I think he could have left as much as $30 million on the table. I do. I think he could get a deal in the 150 range instead of the 120 range. And I know his agent probably thinks that too. But I would say this to Scott Boras, he has a contract now that he can absolutely point to and say, see, I work for the client, not the other way around. I do what the player wants. I'm here for them. If this is what they want, I'll do it for them. This is clearly what Xander Bogaerts wanted. Clearly wants to
probably
be
wanted
here.
The security.
Yeah, but he's only got a year to go.
Yeah, I mean, you've just—I don't know. It's weird, especially with Boras.
Can't play out the season. I mean, he's a young man. Play out the season, hit the market, he would have made more money. But obviously, that's not what he desired. He has the opt-out after 22. That's when the new CBA will probably be in effect. So that's, you know, a built-in security feature for him.
But he's seen
if
some
the landscape
of these...
changes and it gets better for players, he can hit the eject button.
Yeah, he's seen some of these guys hit the market, not get what they thought they were going to get. And, I mean, that's a hell of a contract. So, takes the deal, gets to stay where he plays that he knows, guys he feels he can probably continue to win with if that factors into his thinking at all.
JetBlue flights Aruba are easy.
Direct.
Pop right on.
All the time.
Yeah.
Love them. Yeah. You know what? Just make sure you get a TV that works, as we found out with Hardy.
Well,
you got to make sure you get one with the working.
What'd you do with that $60 they gave you?
I don't know that showed up yet. I'll have to double
check
that.
Check for that credit.
It'll be in your number.
But, yeah, there's probably a fair amount of him thinking, like, you know what? I think I can probably get more out there, but that's what a lot of guys have thought recently. Some of them have gotten it. Others have just gone without a gig for a while. That take a long time to sign. Maybe he doesn't have the stomach for that sort of thing, or he really wants to. I think he's at an age where he would find something somewhere, but I can have this right now. I can agree to this right now, and this is done. Don't have to
think
about
it. And have a chance to get out of it in a few years if it doesn't work out.
Yes.
All right, so, you know, he took it, and good for him, good for the team. So hopefully everybody's happy. I'm sure they are. I'm happy as a Red Sox fan that this guy is locked up. And I would also say this. This helps me put the Chris Sale deal in context, full context now, in that I was saying just last week, if the Chris Sale deal prevents you from bringing back Xander Bogaerts, then it was a mistake. Well, it didn't prevent them from bringing back Xander Bogaerts. Therefore, it is not a mistake. Now it makes me really like what they've done here over the last couple of weeks. Oh, you're going to spend the money to lock up Sale and Bogaerts? How in the world could I find a problem with that? I love that.
It's great. It's amazing. You're this excited, and Bogaerts is the deal breaker for you.
I wasn't thrilled with the Sale deal. Now that Bogaerts is back, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. Pretty happy with all the money they're spending. How could you not be?
I don't know. I would think you'd feel sort of the same way you feel about Sale. Doesn't mean there's risk involved. You need the Bogaerts stuff on top of it.
No, no, it's still very risky.
Maybe.
But it didn't stop them from keeping Bogaerts. So where's my complaint? That was my only complaint about it. That if you're spending a lot of risky money over spending the money on Bogaerts, well, guess what? They did both.
Hey, there are some guys, I think, that have the DNA in them that lick their chops and look forward to, say, a contract year. Said, let's let this sucker ride. Maybe he's not one of them. Maybe he's a guy that really can't deal with that type of pressure for the entire year and talk about this, talk about that. Yeah, sort of. You don't want to call it dead man walking, but say would have.
I don't know what you mean, dead man. Well, not a dead man walking,
but like, you know, like this is it. You're playing this out. You know he's gone. Because nobody, maybe they wouldn't pony up the money. Maybe the money they looked at it and said, that's more than enough money for me. I'll take it. But it's weird coming from Scott Boras as his agent.
I think Zoe's onto something. We talked about a couple weeks ago. The CBA. I think players are afraid of the CBA. That money's not going to be there after this.
But maybe, for whatever reason,
I don't. Money always goes up and up and up and up and up. But it feels like players are somewhat afraid.
But the TV money's always going to be there with these contracts. See, that's Bogaerts' case. Regardless of how many people pack ballparks or whether ratings are down, TV money's there.
Okay, but what could happen? They might limit the length of deals.
Okay,
which could limit your money to make. Limit your ability to make money in the back end of your deal when you're older and you're worth less on the open market.
But that makes sense. That's okay, but the NBA does five years if you sign with your own team or four years if you sign with another team.
So in Bogaerts' case, my issue would be, I would say my issue with your opinion of that, with the CBA being the problem, he doesn't have to worry about the CBA in free agency this year. That's not a concern. If he hits the market,
why wouldn't he sign one of those 10-year deals next year?
And here's the other part. I said this in reverse for Chris Sale. I said, if you let Chris Sale go to the market at the end of the year and he has a good year, how much more money do you think you would have had to have paid? Well, that works in reverse, too. If you're Xander Bogaerts, how much money do you think you could possibly lose if you go to the market? Your team that just signed you for $6 and $120 million,
yeah,
that offer wasn't going to be there at the end of the year as a fallback.
See, in the Sell one, it's almost like the Lester one made them sign Sell to what they signed it for. Like they couldn't F that one up again.
He could have gone to the market with no intention of leaving and just said, guys, look, I got offers of $150 million, you know, out there. Get a little closer and we'll do the deal. Even if he just wanted 10 or 15 more million, yeah, he could have done that and still taken a discount and stayed here. So I love this player. I'm
six
glad
for 25
he's
is 150.
Oh, I love like, it. That's, you know. I love it. I hope we're in a situation where he doesn't opt out in 2022. Although it'd be good for baseball if there's more money out there for players. So I'm glad he's here, and I give credit to the Red Sox for spending the money, and good for Dave Dombrowski for working with Scott Boras and getting a deal done for a guy early, because that part of it is shocking. I mean, you pick Scott Boras because you want to make every last dollar, don't you? Isn't that why you hire that guy?
Yeah.
This is unusual.
They say, then why have him? You know what I mean?
It's unusual. I want to say maybe there was another. I'm trying to think of that. I think there was another. Was it Matt Holliday that signed early, and he's a Scott Boras guy? I feel like there was another one, but
there's been a few over the years.
Yeah, there's been a few here or there. I think Matt Holliday may have been one.
I mean, Bogarts fits that profile, coming from Aruba, more laid-back guy. Like, he's not like the, you know.
Not a top-tier superstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, see, but he is.
No, but like, from I know what you're saying.
He's a, no, I get what you're saying. He's not a face of baseball or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, he's like,
he's a hell of a player.
He's the top of that next rung down, if it makes any
okay,
sense.
Okay, he's a Red Sox superstar.
Yeah.
He's one of the faces of this team.
I think he's more well-known here than nationally, if that makes sense. I mean,
Who is really known nationally?
I don't know anymore. You look at that damn Seattle lineup. Like, I don't recognize it.
There's a handful of
guys.
Aaron Judge, Stanton.
That's it.
Mike Trout. Harper, Mookie Betts. There's like five guys.
Machado.
Yeah, to a lesser degree. Yeah. Sure. So anyway.
Altuve. I mean, there's some good guys in Houston.
Good job on the deal. We're in an odd place of being content with the Red Sox, which is it's an odd feeling.
Right.
As always with this team.
It's a good start for you for April Fool's Day. And something's going on here in the studio, too. And I just want to address this real quick. What is going on with his hat?
Whose hat?
It's Jim's hat. It's going to bug me all day. So for NBC Sports Boston, look at it. It's like somebody, like, he found that on the side of the road or something. Someone gave him a free hat. He's wearing a free hat
right
now.
It's a nice hat. It's an Under Armour hat.
When's he ever worn a hat since we've been on TV?
Occasionally. It is rare, though. It's different.
Since my doctor told me to.
Your doctor told you to wear hats.
Yeah, dermatologist.
Get the sun off the head.
Skin cancers, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How does that make you feel?
You want to bust his balls some more?
You have anything else to say about the hat?
No. You didn't tell me that.
No, I had some precancerous stuff last year.
Yeah, I remember that. You had band-aids.
What's the date today?
April Fool's. You're messing with me. See, I don't know what's going on. Your tactics right now, this is weird.
Well, good for you.
It is true, though. I bought the hat because I need to wear a hat during softball season. I need to wear a hat during the because I don't need my head to get bright red.
Some made you get up today and reach for that hat because it's not like you had a bad hair day when you woke up.
No, but
I didn't shave last night.
Someone's had bad hair day. Oh.
I shave every 2 days.
Okay.
Good for Jim, though. Not afraid to go to the Big C on April Fool's Day. Always funny. Always a good prank.
That made me feel bad.
Jesus.
Jackass.
Hell's the man.
I don't, but he's not messing with you. That's not made up.
No, he
legitimately is wearing the hat.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get a spot burned off next week, so I'll be wearing a hat a lot next week.
See?
But then why did you ask what date was?
Because it's not yet.
You're pre-wearing the hat.
Because he didn't have it burned off yet. He's got another spot he's going to get looked at.
I'm wearing the hat because I didn't shave last night.
Yeah.
I watched a Duke game. But I watched a Red Sox game.
Also,
and I didn't shave.
Warm weather's coming. Softball season. He's a coach. He's outside a lot. Coach. He's got to start wearing the hat more.
He's whistling his clipboard.
Jim's a year-round coach. He's got
whistles
those,
and softball.
He's got
though.
Those softball baseball. Girls inside the indoor complex in the winter months.
I could see you wearing a
2
whistle.
2 days a week they got availability in there.
Get that cage.
2 days a week they're indoors.
Legit.
Sports are no joke for kids these days. It's unbelievable.
It's out of control.
Favorite one last week when it was 35, Jim had the kids out. The fields are by the airport, TF Green Airport, that wind tunnel.
Oh,
those girls had to be having fun that day.
I had a game yesterday. I stood outside for 3:45 to 4:45. That was a fun one.
You
remember when the rain started yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That was fun.
It was windy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very windy.
We got off the field at 2 before the rain.
Okay.
You missed part of the Michigan State game?
I listened to it on the radio on the way home. I had to listen to like the first 15 minutes in the car.
That was a good one.
I know. I watched the rest.
Who jacked it update on the way, but I also need to finish this thought on Dave Dombrowski and his job that he has done.
You can't believe anything he says.
Because now that he's done this good job of getting the deals done for both Sale and Bogarts, that really leaves who left? Betts, right? That's it? I mean, Benintendi's down the road.
Well, J.D. Martinez.
J.D. if he opts out.
Yeah, but Bill said, hey, the J.D. one, it's already well worth it. He helped you win a championship.
I'm telling you, I think if J.D. opts out, they're not going to re-sign him. I believe that. And
hey, gun to the head, though. There's
less likely now that they're spending $20 million a year on Bogarts.
Yes. Gun to the head, there's no farm system. It's almost like Dombrowski's got to keep all these guys.
Well,
J.D. Martinez is only making $2 million a year more than Bogarts.
Here's the question I have. So now, let's assume you get all this stuff done, right? Where Bogarts is done, Sale is done, Price is locked up. You still got Betts for a couple more years. You've got Benintendi still in his arbitration years. You've got all these guys that are here now. It feels like they're extending the window maybe by a year, at least, in terms of keeping the core of everybody together. So what's the next logical step for an organization after you keep all your veteran talent, you pay a bunch of guys? Start restock the farm system, right?
Yeah.
Is he the guy for that job?
No.
So great job, Dave Dombrowski, but are we sort of reaching the end of your usable life here? I mean, what are we?
That's like Bill Parcells, build it and move, build it and move.
Appreciate everything you've done.
Bring all your veterans with you.
Now we need someone who really wants to focus on the farm system. A thought I had in the Who Jacked It update. That's coming up next after Headlines with Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Who Jacked It?
There's a shot. Line to right. Henniger back. It's gone. Marlin off the bench.
Who Jacked It?
Okay, who jacked it here on Zolak and Bertrand? The intro.
Let me tell you something. There's an Easter egg in there. I'm not going to say what it is, but it has to do with the root of that, the song that's used.
Is it one of those Cadbury cream eggs?
Little Zolak and Bertrand Easter egg for those who can find it.
I don't know what
out,
you're talking about.
I thought I heard it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. Do it again.
Can you play it again?
I got to listen.
Now that we can listen for it.
See if you can figure out who the artist is that performed the original music that I used underneath.
Okay.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Who Jacked It?
There's a shot. Line to right. Henniger back. It's gone. Marlin off the bench.
Who jacked it?
Dave O'Brien. Johnny Carson's a band guy.
Nope. Paul. Leave it out.
What's his name? I'm confused what we're looking for.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Who jacked it? I'm in the lead.
Meatloaf.
Mitch Moreland.
Congratulations.
Mitch Moreland had a home run.
Congratulations.
What do you mean?
No, I just I was hoping for a few more jacks over the weekend. I was hoping for a few more guys to jack it Friday night, Saturday night, and it didn't go well for me. That's all. I don't.
I like how they did a Red Sox lettering, and that's Hardy's head.
That's not
his hat. With
that does look. It looks like Hardy.
Head.
That's Hardy.
That's your silhouette with your one of your.
I'm pretty sure it's Hardy.
One of your dumb golf hats on.
Mookie Betts had one, which gives your teams a one because Andrew Benintendi and Brock Holt did not homer.
They suck.
I had two for Martinez, one for Moreland. I have three.
You got to start jacking.
Hardy got a home run from Xander Bogaerts. Bogaerts, Devers, Bradley on his team, which means you've got right. One. 3-1-1.
When do my guys start jacking it? Those numbers are going to come together.
I'm told that is a Red Sox player, the silhouette.
Oh, you're full of crap. That's Hardy.
Doubt it. It's Hardy.
That's Jackie Bradley. Ask him who it is.
Yep. First guess.
Wow. I don't know about silhouettes, man.
Well, yeah, you do. That's good.
I can just tell by the cheeks. He's got this... coming with a Jackie Bradley Jr.
Okay, very good. So there you go. That's the update on that. I'm trying to figure out what that music is, though. What that is.
It sounds like a little like game. Holiday Road.
Nope.
Not even close, Jim.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's
Yes.
I'm like, it's Prince.
Jacked it.
Sounds like Prince.
There's a shot.
No, it's Grease.
No.
Is it Prince?
Beatles onto it.
Or is it Morris Time? In the...
No. Beatles got it. It's
Tom says Love in an Elevator.
It's an early Prince track. So if you, and it is a deep cut off an early album, but if you find it, you will get a chuckle. That's all.
It is Prince.
Throwing Beatle Easter egg. That's all.
Prince Cream.
Nope. But you're thinking along the right lines much earlier than that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I would die for you.
No. You would know that.
You have to go back earlier than that.
Jesus.
All right, we'll figure it out.
After Dirty Mind, before 1999.
2000.
You're looking for an album in between there. Deep track.
What was it between?
It's between Dirty Mind and 1999.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
What's the album that came in between there? Look at the track listing.
I'll figure it out.
And you'll get yourself a little surprise there.
Figure it out.
That's all.
617-779-0985. Yeah. What?
Nothing. I'm looking up.
Oh, that's what you're doing. To get back to Dave Dombrowski, what exactly is he going to do here now? Now that they've signed everybody
Sit back and watch games.
What's his job now?
Sit back and watch games.
I'm just wondering, what's he going to do? Is he the right guy? That was my thought on that. But we'll get to your calls as well. 617-779-0985 on Xander Bogaerts coming back to the Red Sox on a six-year, $120 million deal. Let's go to Mike. He's in South Boston. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. We got to talk about UMass hockey right now.
Go ahead.
I was up in Manchester both nights. Just domination by UMass. Only gave up 30 shots combined. Kale McCarr is just Hobie Baker candidate. He's going to win it. He's going to really be a star in the NHL. I mean, there's not much more to say about this team right now. They're going to win it all.
I mean, from watching some of the highlights, they traveled well.
Yeah. It was Manchester. It's not like you had to go far.
I understand. Still.
Yeah, they traveled well. They went all the way to Manchester, New Hampshire.
I guess.
Took over Manchester.
But still, you got to do it.
Yeah, Vegas.
I tell you what, it'd be a fun time up there. Where'd you stay?
I drove back to Southie.
Yeah, I drove from Southie to Manchester. It's like 50.
I didn't want to stay up in Manchester.
It takes like 45 minutes. Yeah, they traveled well.
But if you're having a good time, I mean, yeah.
You going to go to Buffalo, Mike? You going to go to Buffalo?
I'm going to try to do it. We'll see what happens with the schedule.
All right.
But,
You know, I break Buffalo's balls all the time because I just can't stand a crowd. I can't stand Orchard Park because the fans are jackwagons. I tell you this, it's the best food. It's one of the best food places on the road. And if by chance you're going and you're staying in downtown Buffalo, you're going to have a decent time there because there's a ton of bars to walk around. It feels like the city's dead. So you're going to be able to get in wherever you go. And the food's really good. If you like wings and beer. And you're going for a
sporting event. They got the anchor bar there.
No, don't trek to the anchor bar. It's not worth it. Because everybody has good wings in town. We had to stay in Niagara because there was Justin Timberlake concerts that weekend. So be careful if you're planning, because if there's an event, that whole city books up pretty quick downtown. There's not a ton of hotel space.
All right, so Frozen Four is
Stay at the Adams Mark, whatever you do. It's a pit.
April 11th and 13th. Have you stayed there?
The Adams Mark? Yeah. I don't think they've touched it. And the restaurant connected to it.
Apparently just got sold.
Is either Champions or it's called Shabooms or something.
The place is like historically gross, though.
It is disgusting.
Because they fill it with Patriots fans every time the team's out there, don't they?
Oh, it's like an old ground round. And you see, Pats fans with Gronk jerseys just standing there with beers outside.
No, but people stay there like it's a joke. Like it's the cheapest place to stay.
It's like 80,
it's right downtown. And it's filled with, like, Patriots fans who know it's gross and don't care.
And the bridge is right there. The entrance to the bridge to go over the border right there is right there next to you. Like, that's the exit. So everything's convenient right there. It's convenient, but it's a pit. Like, you're going to stay in a hotel room that has one of those air conditioner condensers attached to the window where it's got three buttons, blue, red, and black. Air, heat, or off. All night.
What was everybody watching yesterday? Was it the Red Sox or was it Duke and Michigan State?
You got numbers?
I got some numbers for you. You want some numbers?
Let's do numbers.
All right, I'll tell you next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Duke, once he gives it up, face guard, and don't overhelp. Open look, Gomez, he hits it!
What a play called by Tom Izzo.
Dillon, up ahead, Winston, no one near him, and he's going to come out with it, and Michigan State is headed in Minneapolis.
Okay, I didn't share any of these numbers with you guys on purpose. I want to see what your reaction is. We were talking about it yesterday. What do you think people are watching more of? The Red Sox, they had a 4 o'clock start yesterday, or the Duke game, the Duke-Michigan State?
Ooh. I think Duke-Michigan
State. And you know the Red Sox historically do well.
Yeah. Right.
The Red Sox always do good numbers.
Plus, old people on a Sunday, they tend to... just put the TV on, leave it on, get their supper ready.
A little later in the day on a Sunday,
too. Get your rocking chair.
I got to say it was the basketball.
Well, don't forget, basketball also has the boost of being on a major network. It was on CBS.
Plus, you had a good game one.
Easily accessible.
You know what I mean?
Everybody gets it.
You had a good game one leading into Duke, Michigan State.
Yes, you did. You had Kentucky-Auburn, which was a good game.
Both went to overtime. So that should carry you.
The Red Sox did a 5-6 for their game.
Yeah.
And the Duke game did a 7-1.
Wow.
In the 2 hours that they were right up against each other between 5 and 7, the Red Sox dipped to 5-2, and the game was still doing a 7-1 for Duke.
Yeah.
So head-to-head, they win. Do you want to know what it was in a specific demo?
Sure.
Men?
Yeah.
25-54?
Yeah. Sure.
Which is our demo, which is the sweet spot.
And we love all people.
Duke did a 7. Red Sox did a 2-8.
Who's watching the Red Sox then?
65-year-olds. 65 and 7-year-olds. That's what I thought. These are the older people.
Old guys?
Put the TV on.
Women? I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking at that one demo. Men 25-54.
Well, I mean,
which means you've either got to be an older man or a woman.
See, I don't watch any college hoops.
Or younger than 25.
Or a kid.
Right. Children were banned from watching Michigan State because of the behavior of Tom Izzo.
So he's
yelling at the children.
Those kids are so pissed.
Parents have said, no more.
Those kids look like they weren't having any fun yesterday.
So I look at those numbers and say, that's a blowout. That really is.
Feels like it, yeah.
And you know what it is? It's because the season with baseball is just getting going.
Yeah.
And you've got a more significant event in terms of, you know, championship type of situation. Right?
They got the Zion kid.
The Red Sox game's 1 of 162. Michigan State, Duke, it's a trip to the Final Four on the line, and those are two major programs, two significant head coaches, potential, you know, a lot of potential lottery picks playing in the game.
Duke is like the Patriots, too. Like, there's dislike for Duke, and you want to watch and root against
them. The game itself was incredible.
Yeah.
It had all the things going for it. Event-driven, and it was a great game.
You could
biggest star between the two games. Number one name between the two games. Red Sox Mariners, Duke, Michigan State.
Oh, Zion.
What do you
Zion.
Mean?
Zion. Zion's the biggest star of that group.
I didn't know. Jim Nance couldn't do a sentence during the broadcast without mentioning his kid. And they had a Zion.
Social media, as you're watching the game, it's all. If you weren't watching the game, you're reminded of it very easily by social media.
Hardy, congratulations. You got the sweatshirt on there today. You're going back to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Seventh, right?
You're going back to the Final
Number seven
four.
For you? That's a good one.
I don't know how many years nice coach. I think it might be eight. With this
count.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I'm not going.
You know me. I mean, we don't talk college hoops, really. And I don't even watch college hoops. If anybody watches college hoops, it's Jim. Jim goes to PC games and keeps in touch with that conference and that, watches a ton of it. I couldn't turn it off yesterday. And I don't watch it during the year. But those were two damn good games where both teams, all four teams, played their asses off. I just thought they busted ass all day.
If you're a Duke fan today, what's your complaint?
Your coach got pantsed.
It's Mike Krzyzewski.
Boy, I tell you what, the last 3.5 minutes of that game, Izzo ran circles around him. He called that timeout to set up that drive and that pass to the kid cutting baseline. Oh, my God.
I thought yesterday, it's interesting. So Izzo has historically lost repeatedly to Duke. I mean, loses all the time to Duke.
I got those tweets.
That may have been his second
10 out of 11.
He's now 2 and 11.
Yeah.
He's now 2 and 11 against, I think that's the record.
But yesterday, we're talking about yesterday's game.
Okay, no, I'm just saying historically.
Right.
Yeah.
To give it some perspective here, which I always found remarkable because I always considered Izzo the better coach. X's and O's.
Duke gets the better players.
Right. They have the better players.
Izzo does
more
what
it's
less.
Come down to. Right. Izzo's always done more with less. I mean, look at some of the rosters that he's gotten to the Final Four. They're not these stacked rosters that you've seen at other schools like Kentucky or at Duke. They're just not.
No, but they're physical. These teams are always physical and
there's
aggressive,
always
and they play with an
senior
edge.
Or fifth-year senior that is contributing for Michigan State, and you're like, where'd they get this guy from?
That guy's got a beard.
You know? It's unbelievable.
He's 35. What team was that we were watching early in the tournament?
I thought yesterday Izzo out of timeouts was brilliant for most of that game. Out of timeouts, they were so good. And Krzyzewski, I mean, my major complaint about the coaching would be Zion Williamson is not involved enough.
Not involved enough?
No.
I don't.
See, I think they relied on him too much.
No, I think that there were possessions where he didn't touch the ball, and to me, that is unacceptable. Everything should go through him.
There were times he was
Everything
tired.
Everything should go through him.
There was
he should be the whole team.
I don't think he's got the legs or the lungs to have every play go through him.
Do you know what else he doesn't have?
No legs on a shot.
He's not nasty. He's not mean. He's like a nice kid.
He's 18, 19
you know,
years
do you know what
old.
You know what it sort of is? He sort of takes the personality of his coach. Zion Williamson could use a Tom Izzo in his life.
Oof. I know. It looks like
Zion was like Marcus Smart.
He needs someone to piss him off.
Yeah, it looks like he's a man playing amongst boys. But you just know next year, the talent in the NBA, they're gonna make him look bad at times.
Yes,
like they're gonna.
Well, I mean, I think conditioning is going to be an issue for him. It's impressive.
Really? Do you think that's really his issue?
I think that's part of it, and I think
Threes at the end of that game, and he should be driving.
So athletic. He moves so well.
Yeah, but I mean,
is a 19-year-old, but you know, he's gonna hopefully. I think he needs to trim down.
He's got a little baby fat. He's got a little baby fat.
I think he's too big. I think he's too big to run and gun in the NBA night after night.
There are things I'd be more concerned with. Like we talked about it. We were off the air. We were talking about a shot yesterday. Like. He's going to have someone just swatting that ball back in his face.
And I will say the same just to show I'm not playing favorites. Cassius Winston, I think he's going to be a fine player for someone, but he's not getting that jump shot off in the NBA. I mean, that's ridiculous. Right. It's not as bad as – you remember Mateen Cleaves?
Yes.
The point guard from Michigan State when they won in 2000?
He was 32 when he was there, yeah.
I mean, his release was like down here. Right. That was like an old school, like junior high release. He could, I mean, and he played,
you know
he bounced around like six different teams in the NBA, but you can't play like that. He's going to be a great facilitator and a great, you know, assist maker.
Is it because
in the
he's
NBA.
A lefty? Because he's a lefty.
He can move inside, you know. He reminds you a little bit of Rondo and the way that Isaiah Thomas used to work the ball inside. You know, he's got hints of that, but in terms of like an outside shot, no, neither him. Nor I would say Zion have a great release point to where that just automatically translate in the NBA.
You know, I know is that at the end of that game, there's no way you could make the case that Zion Williamson was too involved because at that point it was all going through RJ Barrett, which was stupid. Fine, you want to put your hopes on RJ Barrett? Go for it. If that's what you want to do.
The kid drove the ball and gave it a lead with a minute left.
Live and die with Zion is what my critique of that entire, how that played out the last 3 minutes of that game.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good formula for them, though, throughout the season. I haven't watched a ton of Duke basketball, and obviously he is the force on that team, but they've had other contributors, and there was something about the game plan. There's something that Krzyzewski saw in Michigan State and said, no, we can attack them in other ways, and... It wasn't enough.
People
complained about the seeding. You know, I was one of them. Michigan State got screwed in the seeding.
Oh, yeah. How you feeling now?
It was Duke that got screwed. That was the one. That was the one team.
You know what?
That was the one team.
You look at your Michigan State team there at the end, too. When they're making shots in that, they're going back down court. They're looking, they're laughing, they're joking. They never looked winded, to your point about the kid looked winded. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a little baby fat on him. You watch a left-handed quarterback throw, it looks awkward. It looks different. His left-handed shot, maybe that's because he's left-handed. Maybe why he looks a little awkward.
Yeah, there are times.
But it's not like up top. Yeah, it's not. I don't know. I don't watch him a ton, but he's fun to watch, man.
Oh, my God.
I watch his warm-ups all day, through the legs, behind the back, off the board.
He does. He's
my God.
He's got a pretty nice handle. He's got.
When he drives from the right side extended and he uses that left hand, can't stop.
I don't look at him as a guy who's just good at being big. I think he's got more than that.
Well, offensively, I think a lot of what he's got is that he's bigger and stronger than most of the opponents.
I think he's got There was one move.
No,
he's
got good moves offensively. But I just think
in the paint.
I just think there are times where his, the incredible part of him is that he is bigger and stronger. The part that really kid can play defense. If you need him to play defense, he's going to be a big man in the NBA who can play defense.
Picture him on an NBA team that has shooters. Duke doesn't have any shooters to space the floor. Picture Zion on the floor with all that middle. You can't defend the middle against them. You have to defend all the perimeter on a team that can shoot. And Zion's got all that space to work with. He's going to dominate in a situation like that.
617-779-0985.
Nice hat, Jim.
Time now for a Celtics update. We will get to the Celtics after these headlines. 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.